God's relationship with man. The fall of man. Man was created with a righteous nature, for Genesis 1:27 tells us, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. However, though Adam and Eve possessed a pure bias or inclination to do right, there existed in them the potential to do otherwise. Their free will and rational capacities made it possible for them to choose wrongly, and when faced with the temptation described in Genesis 3, they chose to yield. The third chapter of Genesis depicts the separation of humankind from God, as the beauty of the creation account related in the first two chapters of Genesis was marred by disobedience, guilt, punishment, and eventually death. The original sin was an act of free will in which the man and woman that God had created in his own image deliberately, responsibly, and with adequate understanding of the consequences chose to disobey the single restraint God had placed upon them. God's commandment that they were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil constituted no deprivation, but it did represent man's subordination to God's authority. Their act of defiance and self-will corrupted the holy character with which God originally had endowed them. It is important to note that the woman was tempted from the outside by the devil's insinuation rather than from any evil inclination or moral defect. Satan preyed upon her natural God-given desires, physical hunger, the appeal of beauty, a desire for knowledge. By sowing doubt as to the truth of God's word and maligning his character and motives, Satan enticed the woman to disobey God and to encourage her husband to do likewise. As a result of their disobedience in the garden, Adam and Eve lost their state of innocence and holiness and were separated from God. Their choice, which plunged all their descendants into a depraved condition, is referred to as the fall of man. There were immediate consequences as a result of the fall. The relationship that Adam and Eve had previously experienced with God was severed. Their nature was changed from one of righteousness to one of corruption. God had ordained that in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So from that point forward, man would experience spiritual death and physical death. Ultimately, barring intervention by some redemptive force, both of these deaths would become eternal in nature. As punishment, God declared that the serpent would be cursed, the woman would know sorrow in childbearing, and would be in subjection to and dependent upon her husband. The ground would be cursed, all of nature would suffer, man would be required to toil and sorrow to make a living, and Adam and Eve would be banished from the garden. One of the clear lessons in the first chapter of Genesis is that like produces like. Repeatedly, the Bible states that each living plant and creature reproduced after its kind. That also became true of fallen man. Genesis 5:3 says, "And Adam begat a son in his own likeness, after his image." The children born into this world of Adam were in his image, not God's image. Because of the fall, Adam's original sin was transmitted to the whole human race, so every person born into this world has an unholy inclination and moral basis. John 3:6 states, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." The Bible makes it very clear that as a result of being born with a sinful nature, every individual also eventually chooses sin.